Hi, my name is Stefan Dennis, and I'm with the BGM agency in Australia. I'm currently appearing as a principal character on the television series Neighbours. In March 2008, soft drink brand Dr. Pepper offered a free can to everyone in America if Guns N' Roses put out its new album that year. Now, given the 16 years of empty promises since the previous disc, the beverage company probably thought it was safe. And even if the worst came to the worst, what could it cost? With 300 million Americans, it still wouldn't be more than around $30 million. In November of that year, however, Guns N' Roses' long-awaited album, Chinese Democracy, actually did appear in the stores. So Dr. Pepper's vice president of marketing, Tony Jacobs, said, "We never thought this day would come, but now that it is here, all we can say is the Dr. Pepper is on us." Then it all unraveled. See, fans had to visit the brand's website to register and get a coupon for the drink. The overwhelming response crashed the site, and many were unable to download the coupon. And this led the Guns N' Roses lawyer, Alan Gutman, to label the campaign an unmitigated disaster which defrauded customers. So Dr. Pepper extended the offer online, adding a toll-free phone number for those experiencing any difficulty in getting their drink to call. But by then, it all seemed just a little bit too much hard work for one drink.